into the lake.
Wait a minute. Has he died?
And I might say yes. A few minutes ago, he
died.
If we're talking about children growing up, you might say, have all their children
grown?
And I might say, yes, years ago they
grew.
If I ask you how old you are, you would answer, what verb would come after it? What, 87?
I am.
And if I say, are you tired? You might say, no, I
am not.
If you, someone might say, I don't chew tobacco, but
he chews.
Or he does.
He does chew.
And you might say, I always behave myself, but you could use the word does, or he doesn't, or
he doesn't.
I might say, I thought you was or were coming with us.
You were.
We was or were going to town.
Were.
And if I ask you if you still did many things, you might say, yes, there is or are a lot of things I do.
There are.
And if I wanted to know some color, the color of some roses that you had grown, I might ask, what color
are they?
The roses. And you might say, those roses
are red.
Red. And if I ask if you had already done something, you might say, no, I
haven't.
And if I say, was it a nice day? You say, no, it
it was not.
And if you don't think it's right for someone to do something, you might say, he what, do that. It's not right for him to do that. He shouldn't, or he oughtn't.
He should not do that.
He should not. And if I ask if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can, you might say, well, yes,
I might.
Do you ever say might could?
I might could do it. That's an expression, isn't it?
But it means the same, right?
Yes.
Many people around here use that, don't they?
Yes.
And if you say, I slipped on the pavement and I
fell.
But if you didn't fall, you say, I what?
Slipped.
Would you say, I like to fell, or?
I almost fell.
Almost fell.
I don't like that word, like, in expressions like that.
I see.
Because it doesn't mean the same thing.
No, it doesn't.
Like is kind of a comparison, isn't
it? Yes, it is. So you avoid it and use almost.
Yes.
I see. Now these are questions of pronunciation, and I'd like to hear what you think most people in this area would say.
Not what I'd say.
I would like to hear what you say, but perhaps you could give me both. You could say what you say and then what you think other people would say. For example, some of these questions are going to sound silly, but I'm just interested in the pronunciation. A penny is 1 cent. And a dime is
10 cents.
And he has lived here, say,
40 years.
All right. Or could you say ever since 1930?
Ever since, yes.